Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. So as we predicted, the hooligans who have disrupted New York City and Columbia University and NYU, all of these hooligans will not be punished by the state of New York. There are 228 arrested at this point, probably more. And the cops take them down, and you know what they get? Summonses, tickets for trespassing, stuff like that. And then they walk out, and they go back to their hooliganism, and they don't pay the tickets. Because they know state of New York, city of New York, not going to do anything to them. And this is an extension of the anarchy that we have in the city. So these kids have no fear of the police. It's fun. Oh, I got arrested. I went down to the precinct. Oh, I got a ticket. And they'll rip the ticket up. And then when they don't pay the ticket, the state of New York, if they can fine them, you know, will say, oh, you got to pay the ticket. And they'll go, no, I'm not paying it. And that's it. State of New York ain't gonna do anything to them. So that's why you have a city of anarchy. Now, you can extend this to far worse crimes than disrupting traffic and closing down colleges. You can punch somebody in the face in New York City. Nothing will happen to you, particularly if it's the first time you get caught doing it. You can sell heroin and nothing will happen to you. They'll take you in. They charge you, but the charges will be dismissed unless you're a major weight dealer. And they go right back out and sell heroin again. Heroin can kill somebody. Fentanyl can kill somebody. Do they care? No. They being the state legislature, the district attorneys, whatever. They don't care. And that's why we have what we have. That's why people feel unsafe in New York City. San Francisco, 25%. Of homeowners in the city limits of San Francisco have their places up for sale because they're not safe, because the city of San Francisco doesn't prosecute you. Do you realize you can steal $950 worth of merchandise in San Francisco and not be charged with a felony? $950. You have to go over $1,000. And you're not going to be even charged if you steal $1,000. So is that going to happen in New York City? I think so. We already have commercial real estate disaster here. You've got so many empty office buildings, can't rent them. As you know, pharmacies, fast food joints, they're closing because of the shoplifters. They're moving out. This is the beginning of the end, unless the voters of New York City and state stop it. It's your fault. You vote left, you vote Democrat in this state or city at this point, then you're saying, oh, I'm okay with it. I'm okay. I don't care. Because all the Democrats follow along. There aren't any dissenters in Albany for the no bail law. None. The few Republicans that are appalled, that are elected, they're appalled. But in New York City, Adams, you know, not a strong leader, not going to turn it around. I was hoping he might after de Blasio. De Blasio was a subversive, a communist. He wanted to destroy the structure of New York City, and he succeeded in doing a tremendous amount of damage. Adams is not that. Adams would like to clean things up, but he's not strong enough. He won't go up against the radical leftists. And it's apparent now to me. And I gave him a pretty good period of time. But he's not going to solve any problem at all. He's not strong enough to do it. He won't confront the evildoers. And Hochul is the same way. Now, Hochul has more of a sense of that she may get bounced than Adams, because Adams, with the minority vote, is more protected than Hochul. Hochul almost lost to Zeldin. The only reason that Hochul's still in Albany is because the black vote went 90% for her in New York City. And Hochul knows maybe next time around it's not going to be that way. So she might try to do a few things, but, I mean, I'm not going to bet on it. But these protesters and spitting at cops, cursing at cops, shutting down bridges, and nothing happens to them. And that's what you got.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.